You had me hook, line, and sinker. With the way you spun me around and brought out my happy sound. And we danced into the wee hours. And we laughed and we laughed and we laughed. And we laughed and we laughed and we laughed. I know it may seem like an odd pair. With your country music and my mermaid hair, I just knew there was something about your eyes. Now they got me hypnotized. Up dreaming about a love that'll last. Whoa. We've only got this moment, and I'm scared, 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 and I'm scared. But baby, I'm heart over heels. Something about your smile. I wanna trace the curves for a while. What do I do now? What do I do now that you have ruined me for good? What do I do?
That was Ruined from the album Siren Songs by Aiden and Mandy, an alternative folk pop duo from the Okanagan whose music features beautiful harmonies and a great summertime vibe. I spoke with Aiden Mays over Skype.
Aiden, thank you for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hi, yes, thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Not really. I mean, my mom was a big advocate for music lessons. So when I showed interest in singing, because I was always singing, she encouraged me to take some singing lessons. And we did take, my sister and I took dance and that kind of thing. So we dabbled in the arts, but there was really nobody else in my family that was, you know, intrigued by singing and music as much as I was. So I feel like I've kind of been learning as I go, carving my own way with love and support. Yeah.
Can you think of one particular album that was really life-changing for you from the first time you heard it?
Yes, absolutely. It was Fumbling Towards Ecstasy by Sarah McLachlan, for sure. It's still life-changing for me. I love it. And I think it was just so impressionable in my life because it really spoke to this part of me that was, I think, a little bit deeper than just my everyday life, you know? I was like, wow, there's something more in me, and I can really relate to the poetry and the lyrics and the yearning and the music. And I also found that I had sort of a similar natural style. Does that make sense? Like to that folky, ethereal voice that Sarah McLachlan has. I don't know if that came because I was trying to kind of emulate her or if I just was born like that, but it all kind of went hand in hand. And I think that it really did influence the singer and artist that I've become, her and many others, but she was the beginning. And it's so contrasting to Mandy, too, because she really didn't listen to the same type of music that I did growing up. I was you know, really big into Ani DiFranco and Tori Amos and Jewel even. And those were sort of my influences, where Mandy was more country-based and like Janis Joplin, where she had totally different influences. And it's so cool to come together and sort of blend those styles in the voices that we have. It's really, really special, actually.
How did you and Mandy meet?
We actually met in 2010. We both auditioned for a really cool community musical, but a really special. In Penticton, we have this company called Soundstage Productions, and they put on extremely high caliber productions. And I didn't realize how amazing the caliber was, but I ended up meeting Mandy after the audition process, and we both got cast in the musical Hair, which is a fantastic musical. It's a very intimate musical. There's about 14 people in the cast, and that's it. And you're all part of this sort of hippie tribe. And she sang on her very first day of the rehearsals. She sang Aquarius, and she was just phenomenal. Her voice blew my mind. I never wanted to stop listening to her sing. And we just kind of connected over a mutual kind of fandom of each other. It was really cool. And then she ended up coming for guitar lessons with me because I was teaching music, and she reached out after we went through the production and was like, I'd really like to learn guitar. So we started meeting up every week, and that is where we just started singing and harmonizing together. And she was such a fast learner with guitar. She just was totally ready to learn. She was about 27 when we met, and it was like, she's like, I've always wanted to learn how to play guitar. I'm going to do it. So she learned how to play in about 6 months, which is very fast for most people, like play and perform. Yeah. Yeah. But they kind of, that was the lessons were where we really were able to bond as fellow singing artists that could enjoy that creation of harmonies. That was just kind of a bonus because she didn't even come to me for singing lessons. She didn't need singing lessons or anything like that. It just sort of happened where we were learning these songs that you could sing over. And yeah. Yeah.
How do the two of you approach your songwriting? Do you tend to collaborate or to write individually and then bring it to each other?
Ah, that's a great question because it's really evolved. When we first sort of decided we were going to pursue, you know, being in a duo, we both, in fact, at that point, Mandy hadn't even started songwriting. But I was quite established as a solo artist with my own unique style of writing. So we started to explore kind of doing arrangements of my music. But then in through that process, Mandy started writing her own songs and was really a natural at it and has a great ear for, you know, sort of hooky lines and in melody and in lyrics. And so we started really kind of exploring being in a duo but writing separately. And then it took about a couple years, and we were part of a few contests where we started exploring co-writing. And I think that's sort of where our sound really developed into kind of what Aidan and Mandy is. And on the album Siren Songs, our most recent album, we have four co-writes on that album. And I think they all sort of happen separately. Like Mandy would start a song and then I would finish it and we would kind of bring it to the duo. We haven't yet, but we hopefully will this summer. We haven't yet started from scratch together the whole process. We've kind of, one of us has started, the others has finished. So yeah, it's a journey and every song is different. So it's exciting.
You have a lovely video on YouTube for a summer song. Tell me about the making of that.
Oh, that's a great question. Well, we live in the most beautiful place in the Okanagan, and that video is actually on Giant's Head Mountain, which is in Summerland, which is very appropriate for summer song. And we have a wonderful friend who's a videographer, and he has a home recording studio, and he actually has helped us with both of our albums, our EP and our album, Dave Mai. And we just said to him, we need to capture, you know, where we live and the fun of this song. And that video is actually us singing live. It isn't a recording. It isn't from the album, which is really cool. It's just a one take with a couple different camera angles. He set up a few cameras, and it just took like an hour one afternoon, and we walked up Giant's Head and played live. I love it. I love it. It totally captured the essence of what we do.
A young girl, never thought I'd be living in a land full of sunshine made for you and me. Okay, we got no money, at least we got our friends, just a bottle of wine, some laughs, and a blanket in the tomorrow. Oh, so let's just try to take it slow. You're holding me close, kissing my neck, a summertime love I can't forget. You're holding me close, kissing my neck, a summertime love I can't forget. Could last forever. Let's never give it up. Barefoot beneath these stars and mason jars for cups. That's all we need to be happy. It's better than we planned. It's a matter of fact, I love being stuck right here. We got tomorrow. Oh, so let's just try to take it slow. You're holding me close, kissing my neck, a summertime love I can't forget. You're holding me close, kissing my neck, a summertime love I can't forget. As we float you could be my little baby tonight. Barefoot and a little lonely without you. Knowing this could be the last time I got you. But you're holding me close, kissing my neck,